Well, we're lucky in this part of the state. We have the second oldest Independence Day parade in the nation. That's right here in Duxbury. It is on again this year. I know a lot of people looking forward to that. We're going to get details now from Amy McNabb from the Duxbury Select Board. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Christine.
Well, you know, I love looking at your website earlier with some of your, I saw that, you know, this started like in the 1890s, and you had some of the old pictures from the parade. It really looks like it is such a wonderful tradition. My experience with the parade only goes back to the 80s, but I've enjoyed it every year. It's back on, and it is tomorrow, Saturday, and does it start at noontime, and where does it start?
It does start at noon this year, and it is on July 3rd this year, which is a break from tradition. Typically, it's a 2 o'clock parade on the 4th, but this year, due to COVID and trying to pull this together a little bit under pressure, it was decided to use the July 3rd Saturday and start the parade at noon. And this year it starts as it usually does. So the parade route is exactly the same. Starts at Hall's Corner. There are some various road closures that are going to occur prior to the start time. And for that information, the best place to get that is through the Town of Duxbury website. And if you go to the departments and then to police, click on the social media tab. It has all of their news releases, and it does provide all the residents with the information as to what road closures will be and what times those will be starting.
And, you know, we've covered this parade so many times, and I always remember the antique cars, kids throwing candy, like volumes of candy off the floats, and like local police and fire emergency vehicles. And lots of music. Are you still going to stick to that same format?
Same format. There's been a lot of people that have come out and are ready to participate. So it's going to be a good parade. We're excited about it. It was a huge effort by the parade committee, the police and fire departments. You know, really stepped up. Town manager and our staff. So the committee really has pulled it together, and it looks like it's going to be a great parade. I will put in the caveat that weather is a concern. We are looking at the weather, trying to get the latest and the greatest, and to keep in, on top of that changing scenario. Please, you can access information about the parade at DuxburyCelebrates.com. That's the best way. And also, if there's any change with the parade and any changes at all, Facebook and Duxbury Helping Duxbury will be a resource as well.
And of course, you can always call in here to WATD, and we'll get that news out for you as well. But it sounds like a great time. Noontime tomorrow, the wonderful parade in Duxbury. Always a great time. And this is one of the first years I remember when it doesn't seem like it's 100 degrees. So
yes, exactly. And if I could add, Christine,
sure.
the ever important. So the town with our parade and our festivities does appropriate some small amount of funding each year at town meeting. But the parade does rely heavily on donations from the residents. And this year is even more especially important due to COVID and that their donations are slightly down. So if you'd like to make a donation, please make it to the Marjorie Parcher Fund, and that's at P.O. Box 1743 in Duxbury. All donations are so appreciated.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm sure you'll get some more donations. Wonderful, wonderful parade. Again, that is Amy McNabb from the Duxbury Select Board giving us a quick preview of that wonderful parade that starts at noon tomorrow in Duxbury. And it's this year's theme, I believe, is Coming to America. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a safe and happy, healthy 4th.
Thank you very much. We'll be back right after this with more news.